Welcome to the Shadow Point Podcast, where we talk about building brands, creating dynamic digital content, and solving the world's problems with coffee and storytelling. We're your hosts, Sean and Logan, and we can't wait to make your day a little more interesting.
Welcome to part two of a podcast with Vesper Child Rescue and Rancho Milagro. And let's jump in. That's incredible.
Power team.
It really is. And I'm blown away, honestly, that I get to work with you guys. This all came about through a real estate transaction. Most of my media down in Tucson is real estate. And Craig's wife, Tressa, is a real estate agent. And it was our first job together, and it turned out to be a really challenging, pretty sour interaction with the owners. Tressa was amazing. First time I almost walked out on a job. Did not walk out, thankfully, and built a good relationship with Tressa and then got introduced to Craig. And I'm really honored that you guys are willing to work with us and trust us with the the marketing and production here for this video. So
well, after being on set with you guys and watching how you capture what you capture, your guys are incredibly talented. And that client, that real estate client, was an absolute jerk. And Tress, I told her, I said, you need to fire him as a client. He's so far out of line. You don't need to take 1 second of grief from this guy. She said, you know what? I don't know why, but I'm going to make a project out of this guy and I'm going to kill him with kindness. I'm like, but why? She goes, I don't know, but that's what I'm compelled to do. I said, baby, I respect you. You do what you feel like you should do.
Right.
And, she's never taken that level of abuse from anybody else, but she hung in there for quite a while, and finally she did fire him, but not until after you guys met. And look what's come from it.
Yeah.
So if anybody thinks that God's not in control and there's not a plan, they're missing what life is and how the good things come together.
Yeah.
And being part of this journey now and part of this fight and being in the fight and trying to do good and align with good people, and you see the evil nipping at your heels to try to stop you, you see also where God is moving and connecting and building the machine for good, and the war machine, you know, against evil, if you will, and this rescue and this hope for the children and the victims, and it's a beautiful, beautiful thing in a dark world, and I celebrate it.
It really is, and we've talked about it a lot, but it really comes down to, it's a spiritual battle. This whole fight over children is at its core God versus Satan.
Yeah. Where else would the inclination come from to destroy your own offspring?
Yeah.
As any species. Yeah. You know, I say all the time, you try to reach your hand into the den or a little cave of a bear or a lion and try to get one of their cubs, and you see you're going to draw back a bloody nub. Right? Why would we be any less protective of our offspring than animals of the animal kingdom? So there is such thing as good and evil, and that is at the core of what's going on with the children.
And I love that. Like, we all have the same heart for God, the same mission of serving His kingdom wherever He puts us. And for Craig, that's running Vesper Child Rescue. Your boots on the ground, running sting ops. You've got the experience yesterday, you said it takes a bigger, badder guy to take down the bad guys, and that's exactly who you are.
Well, I guess I could use that, because I mean, bullies only really understand force.
And God's given you that experience and that background to do His work here. And for Vanessa, God's using your past to bring about Rancho Milagro and to bring about this healing for so many other people. And we're all acting as different parts of the body. And for Sean and I, producing video and being able to help promote what you guys are doing. And like Craig said earlier, it's exposing the bad guys. And Craig, can you, I forget how you put it, but when you're in enemy territory on undercover mission, the worst thing that can happen is being exposed.
Yeah. I've it's an analogy in the spec ops realm or the intelligence community. If you are on a secret mission, if you're on a covert mission inside of enemy territory, the worst thing that can happen to you is you get exposed and compromised. We call it mission compromise. Now you're in a country with millions and millions of people. If they know that you're there to do something that's hostile to their nation, then they're all after you. You're in the heart of enemy territory and you are now the hunted. That is the dynamic that I intend to create for child traffickers inside the United States. Mm. I want for those abusers, those predators, those hunters to become the hunted. And that takes a cultural turnaround. And that's why I've chosen the power of media as my number one nuclear weapon to ignite this firestorm of understanding of the threat and the abuse and the cultural turnaround to rise up and rage against it. We need to change our education. We need to teach children how not to fall victim rather than how to be easy victims of perversion and child rape. Yeah. And we need laws that are harder on the predators and more protective of the victims. Yep. Some of the things are upside down in this nation because we've let bad people rise to positions of control, and we need to root them out and put in people with strong ethical and moral standards who will serve the people in good faith. Yeah. And so it's a process, but that's what I'm up against. That's what I'm about.
The sad thing is the mission you guys have is like 100% good. I mean, if we want to just take spiritual out of it, which you can't really, but like it's at the core American, it's nuclear family oriented. Like, it's so much good you guys are doing, and yet you have big tech trying to stomp it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like, there are people in positions that see you doing good, and I'm curious, have you guys experienced much of that on your end?
Isn't that sad? Yes, we have. Extensive persecution and suppression and censorship, overt deletion of platforms out there. I could rattle off a dozen different big tech companies that have overstepped their normal boundaries to try to silence Veterans for Child Rescue and Contraland, just to keep the people from understanding how their children are being preyed upon and destroyed. So it's like this evil feeding mechanism that destroys the children, and big tech does not want the populace aware so that they can defend against it.
Yeah.
That's the dynamic that we face every day. And, you know, another thing is the smear campaigns. You know, they don't really, you know, I don't think anybody's going to rock, paper, scissors over coming after me. You know, maybe somebody will one day, but nobody has so far. And the only thing that they have done is smear campaigns. So they take these, convicted felons and predators, child rapists that will post fake articles online saying that I'm every horrible thing in the book, everything the opposite of what I factually do with my life.
Right.
They accuse me of, so that people that don't do any research or vet their sources may believe them.
Yeah.
And that's kind of all they've done so far to try to stop me, but or delete our reach online. So it's a process, it's a fight in every way, man. It's an information war, because information shapes the culture. And the culture drives which way a nation goes.
Yep. So if anybody listening has heard of Sawman, has heard of Vets for Child Rescue, and has seen any negativity about it, vet your sources.
Yeah, just look at the source and you'll see an absolute scumbag.
Yep.
You'll see someone who's got evil in their life, surrounded by evil, they've done no good, and they've only served themselves. And I just wish that people would develop that culture like we do in the intelligence community, like we do in federal law enforcement. As a federal criminal investigator, vet your sources, research them, and see how reliable that source of information actually is, or what's their level of credibility and accuracy over time.
Yeah.
If the populace would get to that, we would understand a lot more truth on every topic.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's just a good habit. Yeah. Vet your sources as a rule of thumb.
Yeah,
definitely. Vanessa, is there anything else you'd like to add to this? And
actually, I would kind of like to hear, I know we covered it in the interviews, but just to share what you're envisioning or what God is giving you as a vision for what's definitely. Next and what's building and sort of the reasons behind that too. Because you mentioned like expanding on building on the property and why that helps people even just to stay here longer, right?
Yeah,
because this world needs more of what you got there, Vanessa. More is needed, desperately.
I think so. I mean, you know, when you're removed from your normal life, you're able to just kind of decompress. I mean, hopefully the three of you guys were able to decompress a little bit in the busyness of the production, but that's what we strive for out here, is a place that people can just disconnect and decompress. Because
can I interrupt for 1 second?
Of course you can.
I got licked by the cutest cows. They were licking my hands. The cute calves were licking my hands, and your horses started licking me.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I've never been licked by a calf, and I've never been licked by a horse. That caused me to detach. Those were very genuinely happy moments that raptured me to another place.
Talk about,
you know, like a small boy. Look, this cat.
Yeah, it's just happy. A playful thing.
It's just a playful thing. So I can speak as one witness firsthand that has happened. So don't worry about that. Please continue.
No, that's so, that makes it all worth it. You know, that when you hear stories like that, that's why we do what we do. Because, you know, if you look at Craig, he's this big guy that has, you know, taken down, you know, door kicker type of guy. And to hear him say, I was a little boy with cows licking my hands and horses, it makes it all worth it. Because that's the mission behind this, is now, hopefully when he's in a stressful situation, he's got a little piece in his heart. Not that he doesn't already, but there's a piece in his heart that he can go back and go, that little piece has been renewed. And that's the renewing that we want people to have. And so building casitas where people can stay for 2 or 3 days at a time, building an art studio, a community center. We want to do, a YouTube channel down in our garden and have cooking classes down there.
Yeah.
We want to expand. We want to have multiple locations. Just like what you're saying, Craig, is that this is necessary. It's not, and there's a lot of people, you know, the cool part is that we get approached, or I get approached all the time, you know, I've had this vision and this dream to have this ranch to help other people. And to be honest with you, I'm like, then join arms with me and don't reinvent the wheel.
Yeah.
You don't need to reinvent the wheel. I've already been through the blood, sweat, and tears of this. Link arms, and it's, to be honest with you, people don't want to. They don't want to because they want to have their own their own program, which is great, and that's honorable. But you see a lot of people that have the same mission and the same dream. It doesn't go very far because it's a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. I mean, you are literally, like we were talking this morning, you're dying to yourself. You're picking up your cross, and there's a lot of suffering in this. I mean, we've all been through it by one area or another, but you know, that's what I would love, is other people that have the same mission, join arms with me.
Yeah, your model is proven here. You've, like you said, you've put in the blood, sweat, and tears and figured out what works, what doesn't work. And I can stand as a firsthand witness that what you have here is absolutely effective. And I would encourage anybody to, almost like a franchise type of concept, at least, to tap into you and say, hey, look, How do we replicate your proven model of success and help others across the country? Because even just yesterday, I took a couple of beautiful photographs, the stills that you guys captured are just so compelling. And I just posted up on my social media. People are already saying, is there something like the Rancho in the out east? Where can we reach to? We have victims, we have need. I'm like, I hear the loud cry for help.
Yeah.
And so what you have is needed elsewhere. And I think as fast as it can be done cleanly and solidly, we need to replicate what you got going on here, because the need is just so great.
And that's part of your vision, right? Like,
that is the vision. I mean, I want to, you know, I have a whole side program that I've been working on to mentor other people. Mm. You know, it's a year-long process to mentor and to come underneath the Rancho Milagro model, so that they can replicate it and they don't have to reinvent the wheel. So it's out there. It's just the people that are willing to say yes to it. And not that it's a different model, but it's an effective, like you're saying, it's an effective model that even goes down to how to pick your board members, how to pick your staff, how to mentor your staff, how to disciple your staff. What does that look like? How, you know, there's so many wrongs that I've done that glean from my mistakes, because there's a whole book of mistakes on my, you know, and that's what makes us effective, is that, right. You know, the vulnerability of me, I'm fine with saying, learn from my mistakes, because there's a lot out there.
Yeah. Where do you see that you want to expand to? Kind of what's your game plan, I guess?
Well, I see it as a national and global. I see this global. You know, I've taken medical teams, you know, I used to go once a quarter and take medical teams around the world. So I've been to third world countries. I've been to countries that already have horses. So I would love this to be a global model. Yeah. Because it's, you know, why can't we be, you know, I was in the jungle in Guatemala, and there's horses there that some of the farmers had that was there. Why can't we replicate this model for kids that are being trafficked in Guatemala? You know, that's a big country of trafficking. I was in Lima, Peru many, many times, and with farmers in the country where I'm like, we could easily be doing what we're doing in the outskirts of Peru, you know? So I see it as a national level and an international model that could be effective, but nationally there's no limits. You know, of course, my husband and I would love to be in a little cabin in Montana somewhere on a river, you know, so my husband can fly fish and hunt, but there's no limits in my vision. It's been a vision for 25 years. I know it's there. It's just a matter of how God's been preparing me to execute it.
And God is working, like, through all of this interaction that we've had with you guys and seeing what your missions are and seeing how God's working. It's just been God's blessing, and God's growing something really big here.
Yeah.
So I would encourage, I know before working with Craig and Vanessa, my wife and I have always had a heart to somehow jump in the fight for human trafficking, fight against human trafficking. And there's so many organizations out there, and you hear so many stories of, oh, we gave money here, but they turned out to be a cover whatever. And we've honestly been scared to give money to places because we don't know who's good.
Rightfully so. Mm-hmm.
And you guys are the real deal. Mm-hmm. And I would encourage anybody listening, if you're wanting to jump in the fight and wanting to support, we'll add links here for V4CR, we'll add links for Rancho Milagro. Mm-hmm. And I encourage anyone here, if you're looking for somewhere to give, donate, actually make a difference in the fight for human trafficking. Right. And I know you've heard that before, but whoever's listening, hopefully you know me and my background, and like, I'm not going to recommend somebody who is shady or isn't actually doing good work. Like, Craig and Vanessa are the real thing.
A warrior and the healer.
Yep.
That's good. Yep.
We're honored to be working with you guys and excited to see what comes for you all. But, I appreciate you guys taking time to do this. And
yeah, it's been fun.
I can't wait to drop the video for you guys.
Yeah.
And we'll follow their social media. What's your social?
Well, we've got a few of them. They're all linked to vetsforchildrescue.org website, though. So
Instagram, Facebook.
We're on just about every platform to give people a place to go.
Awesome. Yeah. Good. And then Rancho Milagro, do you guys have social media stuff going?
We do. I've been doing it by myself, but I have a new girl that's stepping up, and it'll have more. But yes, we have Rancho Milagro Foundation on Facebook, and there's an Instagram.
Okay,
and that's about it. So we're working on it.
That's good.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah.
Well.
Yeah. Thank you guys so much.
Yeah.
It's been an amazing experience.
Yep.
For sure.
Thank you guys. I have every confidence that we were brought together for good reason, and what the talent that I saw, the power. And the imagery and what you guys have captured, the artistry is, it's inspiring for me.
Yep.
You know, I hurt bad people and break their stuff for a living. And what you guys do is beautiful. And I appreciate you. And I know God's going to bless it.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, we're already wanting to book you guys for next year because we're afraid we won't see you for another year.
Well, next year I have in the script that a horse does a backflip, so we'll get that on video.
I'm going to leave that up to you guys.
Right. I want it on record right now that we are friends and everything is easy, and so when these guys hit it big time, I want it known that right. At one point we could still get a hold of them right. and work with them.
No, we love you guys. We're honored to be a part of this in more than one way. I mean, what you guys are doing, I meant it when I said warrior healer. And that was so great how the interview, I keep coming back to that. That interview just came together. We had warrior, healer, and a life being renewed. And that was the complete picture, you know? And also because you're just great to work with. It's cool to have, it's amazing to have a project that is meaningful and fighting a fight. If there's any fight that needs to be fought, this is it.
Yep.
I can't think of a greater calling.
It's our next generation.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Well, this was a great project because I saw nobody in this effort being selfish and self-centered. Everybody was genuinely focused on the objective. And so many selfless people with the right spirit and the right intent, and everybody was giving together for the end result. And it was an absolute pleasure because of that. And it's very, very rare.
It's been like that. I mean, from when we met, that was just a video chat to start things off, just kind of feeling things out a little bit.
Yeah.
But it was teamwork right from the word go. And that's been a huge blessing for me because you know, when you're writing a script, you know, it could be torn to shreds, it could be all thrown out, it almost never makes the light of day. But the things that were removed were not torn to shreds. It's like, how do we get this best shot? How do we get the best angle? What's the best time of day? What's the best location? And we thought it through, and Bob was a part of that. We were all part of that, and it took something that was a good start and got it to its best. That was great to be a part of.
Yeah.
So thank you.
Cool, thank you.
Yeah. Well, we got to drive back to Tucson.
Yeah.
And get back to shooting real estate once in a while.
It's the best podcast yet.
Best podcast. Cue up for music.
There you go.